Topic 7.9 is to describe the role of the Krebs cycle in the complete oxidation of glucose and formation of carbon dioxide, ATP, reduced NAD and reduced FAD. You don't need to know the names of the other compounds, they're not required. And that respiration is a many-step process with each step controlled and catalyzed by a specific intracellular enzyme. So, we started off getting through glycolysis and the link reaction. We've got a 2-carbon acetyl coenzyme A. That is going to join with a 4-carbon oxaloacetate to form citrate. Coenzyme A is going to leave the Krebs cycle and go back to pick up more acetate at this point. Okay. Citrate is going to catalyze by an enzyme, lose one molecule of carbon dioxide and be oxidized by NAD to a 5-carbon compound called alpha ketoglutarate. NAD is reduced to form reduced NAD. Subsequently, alpha ketoglutarate is converted to a number of different intermediates. You don't need to know which those are, all catalyzed by a specific enzyme. Another molecule of carbon dioxide is lost, so we're now looking at 4-carbon compounds. NAD is reduced. A molecule of ATP is generated from ADP and phosphate. A molecule of FAD is reduced, and then a further molecule of NAD is reduced before the final reactant or product, oxaloacetate, is formed. The reduced coenzymes are going to go off to the oxidative phosphorylation electron transport chain. Carbon dioxide is going to be transferred out of the mitochondrion into the cell, where it will be picked up by the blood and taken back to the lungs. The enzymes that you've seen, glycolysis, as you saw before, involves a phosphofructokinase to break down the 6-carbon compounds. In the Krebs cycle, there are decarboxylases, which will remove the carbon dioxide from the 6-carbon and 5-carbon compounds. There are also going to be dehydrogenases, which are going to remove or catalyse the removal of the hydrogen from the carbon compounds in the Krebs cycle and allow them to bond to the reduced, well, now reduced coenzymes NAD and FAD. In glycolysis, there will be 2 net molecules of ATP produced. In the link reaction, no ATP actually is going to be produced. And in the Krebs cycle, 1 molecule per cycle. So since we've got 2 cycles per glucose molecule, because we've got two pyruvate molecules and they've now been converted into 2 acetyl-CoA molecules, altogether we've got 2 molecules of ATP from the Krebs altogether. Do you think that 4 ATP is enough? Let me answer that for you. Absolutely isn't. So now we need to focus our attention to the final stage of respiration, which is oxidative phosphorylation and the electron transport chain.